Good morning to each one. Good to be out here in the house of God this morning. Welcome everyone to the service and all the visitors especially. Thank you, Jake, for those songs. With confidence I now draw nigh. With confidence I now draw nigh. And Father, Abba, Father, cry. I really like that. And one song that stood out to me as well, one spot was, and Ferris, Lord Jesus, this goes with my topic this morning, says, none can be nearer, fairer or dearer than thou, my Savior, art to me. That is a really comforting thought, should be a comforting thought to us if we are walking with God. So, this morning, my topic is on our relationship with God and our walk with God. My title is, if you want a title, How is My Relationship with God? None of this, I don't think to any of us, is going to be new this morning, but I want to see if I can encourage us in our walk with God where we are today and see if we can be re-inspired. So, let's take a little bit of inventory in our lives. How is my relationship with God doing today? I want to look at just a little bit of friendship with God. Is God a true friend to you? And do you relate to him as a friend? And do you feel like you can relate to him as a friend? Is he a close friend to you? Do you spend time with him? A few things I thought of is looking at friendship with God. One thing that helps me to relate it to my life is looking at friendships with other people around us. That people that we are close to can be a way to look at that. Although God is our Father, and God is He is different than a friend in the sense that He is powerful and He can He is omnipotent. But so, how do we relate to a friend? You talk to them openly. If you have a close friend, you talk to them openly and you trust them and you enjoy being with them. You spend as much time with them as you can and you talk to them about life. You talk to them about problems you face or, you have a relationship with them. You're free with them. And how is it with God this morning? How's your friendship with Him? Do you have a relationship with Him that you can, you're open with Him? Do you have a trust in Him? One thing I'll look at a little bit is our trust. If you don't have trust in your relationships, you do not have a true relationship with someone. So how is your trust? Do you trust God? And do you, like a friend, enjoy spending time talking to Him and sharing your thoughts? And do you share your dreams and share life with Him and express your, especially your desires in your heart or your thoughts in your hearts? So thinking more about trust and knowing God, let's turn to Nahum 1. I have a verse there. Nahum 1, verse 7. Nahum 1, verse 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust Him. That verse, I haven't known about that verse until I did this study, and I found it to be very encouraging how it says he knows us if we trust him. So again, it's a challenge on our trust for God. How much do we trust God? It says if we trust God, he knows us. And trust, like I said earlier, is an essential part in our relationship with God. If we don't have true trust, we don't have a relationship, a true relationship, a deep relationship. Now, another part in our relationship with God is an essential part is our devotional life. So let's look at our devotional life a little bit. Devotional life can be, or for us should be, a daily thing. And it takes, I'm not sure how to say it, it does take effort to keep your walk with God going strong and keep it a vibrant walk. It takes effort on our part. So is your time spent with God, is your time that you spend with God meaningful and refreshing? And when you think about his word, do you allow enough time, or when you're having your devotional life, do you allow enough time to have a time that you can meditate on his word and that you're not, you know, so fast rushed into into your devotional life or into your time that you have with God as a rush, and you don't have time to truly let things in your life or things, you know, get distraction out of your life. I know one thing that's hard, can be hard for me sometimes is, you know, you wake up in the morning and you're ready to get ready for work, and either distractions come during the during your time that you're set apart for God, or whatever it is, it seems like so many things can be a distraction from the time where we are supposed to, or we set apart for our relationship and connection with God in our devotional life. That one's a struggle for me sometimes, and I believe it is to all of us, and we need to be intentional about that. Whether it's obligations of the day or whatever it is, it can distract us from meditating on what we read in our devotional time. Now I want to look at some hindrances that affect our relationship with God. Just some that I thought of that are probably, we probably can all relate to these. But for me, I wrote down a few here that definitely relate to me. And one of them is busyness. Can be a hindrance to our walk with God. Although it's good to be busy and we have our life scheduled out, and it's good to be productive and all of that, but if our days are so full and there's so much stuff in our lives that's going on, we can allow busyness to be actually a hindrance. I believe a part of that is prioritizing our relationship with God above other parts of our lives. Another one is that I thought of is in relationships, if we have any unforgiveness in our lives or any bitterness in our life toward anyone, and especially towards God, that will hinder our relationship with God. Because you can't have a close relationship with God if there's bitterness towards him especially, but even if there's bitterness towards someone, I find that for myself personally, I think that can, even if I feel like it's justifiable in my life, I feel like does not go with a relationship with God. You will not be able to fully express yourself to God and Go to every part of your heart if there's something there that you're not willing to give up. So, are we at peace with our relationships with those around us? If we want to have a true relationship with God, we need to be at peace as much as we can. There's a verse that says, as much as with life within you, I forget how exactly it says it, but live peaceably with all men, as much as is in your power to. So, how are our relationships with other people? And another thing I thought of, it's just simply life circumstances can be a hindrance. Two big ones is health. If you have health trouble or financial issues, things come up and you can't plan for those. And unexpected stuff comes up that can get in our way and can weigh us down. And that can take a hold of us. It can be a hindrance, connection with God. Another one I have is sin in our lives. Any sin in our life will affect our relationship and our connection with God. I want to look at this one a little more. If you have sin in your life, any of you have sin in your life, I plead with you, get it out of your life. Get rid of it, because that will affect your relationship with God. And you cannot have God in your life and sin. You need to get rid of that for a true connection with God. Let's turn to 1 John, verse 1. Actually, verse 5 to 10. 1 John. First John, we'll start at verse 5, let's read to verse 10. This then is the message that we heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. As we see there, especially in verse 10, says if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So you can see if we are walking in sin at all, his word is not in us. But if we're willing to confess our sin and turn from our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, it says in verse 9. And we can be restored unto God and have a renewed connection with him. So I want to look at David's response when he fell into sin. Let's turn to Psalm 51, 1 through 19. This psalm has always been very encouraging to me, and I think if we ever find ourselves in a spot that we have sinned, we can turn to this psalm and be renewed and drawn back to God. I think this psalm can be used as, if we have sinned, to read over this psalm and meditate on it as we are seeking to be restored to God. Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. So this, a little context to this. We probably are all very familiar with the psalm, but David has just committed sin with Bathsheba, and now he is looking to God for forgiveness and a restoration of his relationship and communion with God. Verse 2, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my sin, my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear the joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and in sin, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltness, O God, thou God of my salvation. And my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, wilt thou not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then thou shalt be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with the burnt offerings and the whole burnt offerings. Then shall they deliver bullocks upon thine altar. So this psalm has been very encouraging in the sense that if we have sinned, we can come to a connection again with God. And I really like how David, going over the psalm here a little bit. First, he asks for mercy. He asks for mercy on, he asks God that would God would have mercy on David, on him, and that his sins would be blotted out. In verse 2, he asks to be washed. In verse 3, he acknowledges his sin. In verse 4, he acknowledges that he has sinned against God. In verse 7, he asks to be purged. Then verse 10, he asks for a clean heart and a renewed spirit. Verse 11, he asks that God would not take away the Holy Spirit from him. So he's asking to be renewed unto God again. And especially verse 12, he asked that the joy of his salvation would be restored, that he would be renewed to God again. So, I hope that can be an encouragement to you with your walk with God. Especially if you come to a point in your life where you have found that you're at a spot that you have sinned or you have not been what you should be, to not allow that to get you down. Especially if you're a young Christian or someone who has a lot of ambition for God and, how do I say it? You run into a stumbling stone in your life or something that you cannot get over, and you fall short. God is there and wants to restore the relationship, and you can come to him. So if you fall into sin, I encourage you to meditate on this chapter and get your relationship restored with God. So, in conclusion, how's my relationship with God doing today? Are we allowing him to, are we making time for him in our life? And are we spending time with him, allowing enough time that we can meditate on his word? Do you relate to him as a friend, or is he a God that is far away to you? Another thing is, have I been willing to open up to God and allow him to work in your life? So, I hope you are encouraged this morning, and I hope you can have a meaningful connection with God, and God can continue to daily work in your life. So God bless you this week as you strive to maintain a close connection with him and allow him to work in your life. God bless you.
That's right. They thought another army was coming after them. And how did the Israelites know the Syrians had fled? How did they know that nobody was out there?
Okay.
And the four lepers told them, and yeah, you're correct, but there's another reason.
Soldiers?
They could have been soldiers. I'm not sure what they were. They just said some brave men went out to check it out and then came back and reported it. So anyway, this is the story how God delivered Israel from the famine. So if you want to stand up, we'll pray, and you can go back to your parents. Our most Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here this morning and guiding us in everything in which we do. And thank you, dear Lord, for the wonderful words in which you have given us in the Bible so that we may follow in your son's footsteps. In Jesus' name, amen.